nearby for prompt. Alone she watches.
Alone she watches.
Seen.
Seen.
Never
seen.
Never see.
Blood,
blood
in the snow.
Blood,
blood
in her hands.
Blood,
blood
in her eyes.
Blood,
blood
in
the
hay.
Alone she watches. Seen. Never seen.
Never seen.
Her father's
daughter.
Her grandfather's daughter. Mother.
Mother.
Father.
Father.
Sister.
Brother.
Brother.
One
at a time.
Until
all
is blood.
Is blood.
All
is blood.
Blood.
All
is
blood.
Is blood.
When we last left Arcel, they were split, though it was a 4-in-1 split this time. Seems though that they have met some interesting folks in the necropolis and maybe found one of their lost people. In the meanwhile, Regan found out what exactly stage crew does. Well, maybe not what exactly they do, but saw a little bit of their own magic. Regan was witness to a short rehearsal that shook her just a little bit. And Regan also found a exit to San Francisco. Seems like cell phones also work here and beyond. Regan, you're standing in the lobby, and you see that the stairs go up left and right to what looks to be like the mezzanine or balcony areas. Or you can head back into the theater. Where did you want to go?
That is actually a fun question. I think she's going to go up into the mezz, bearing in mind the logic that there may be some form of exit up there per standard regulations and the fire code. I don't know if we have those here, but we might. And that seems better than attempting to ford backstage right off the bat.
You head upstairs to the mezzanine, and it looks as though that there is a long gilded hallway. Looks as though the mezzanine leads to some higher class boxes and higher price boxes along this gilded hallway that spans left and right. You see there are a few people walking to your left, walking away from you. Two males dressed in black pants, looks like they're wearing vests and white shirts with short cropped brown hair. And it looks like they're wearing masks because there's ties in the back of their head.
Similar to the usher I saw previously.
Yes, not as fancy as the usher downstairs, though.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and go after them. Excuse me. Sorry. I was just in backstage. I kind of got pulled through by a stagehand. I'm trying to get back out to the...
Oh, yes, yes.
To the outside of the theater.
Yes, you are in the... You do not belong on this stage. This is not your stage. You are not to be in this theater. I mean, were you a guest in this theater? But you were backstage,
well,
so you are an actress. Or an actor.
Yes. I'm one of the ensemble today. I just got a bit... I was getting some assistance. I had to get my lines. So, yes, the stagehand I was with kind of disappeared to go continue their work, and I got a little bit turned around. Can you help me?
He's reaching for your wrist as though he's attempting to kind of guide you.
She is going to kind of like, with script in hand, I assume she still has the script. She was allowed to keep that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, great. She's going to kind of just like pull the script to her chest and use both of her hands and kind of keep them away. Like, I'll follow you if you can guide me.
Yes, yes. Come on. Come.
Great.
Quick. And he turns and starts to walk briskly down the hallway, looking back at you. Come. You're moving too slow.
She picks up the pace.
He's always a couple steps ahead of you, no matter how fast you get. You feel that if you were to break into a full-out run, you would still not be able to catch him. He gets to a exit door. He pushes open the door, and you see the hallway to a hotel.
Oh.
There you go. You should be fine. And he closes the door behind him, leaving you in this hotel hallway.
She spins around. Is there any signage pointing me to the hotel lobby?
No, but you do see it. It says rooms 1 through 9 left, 10 through 16 to the right, and no exit signs hanging.
Are there any unlabeled doors?
Yes.
I'm gonna go for the unlabeled door.
It's locked.
Beans. Is there... There's just these numbered doors in the hall and the one without a number.
Yes.
Okay. She's going to walk down the hall. Is there any sort of around the corner stairwell, anything? Or is this just...
Surprisingly, no. And it's frustrating because you're like...
Okay. Great. We're going to go with lucky number 3. Knock on the door.
One moment, please. Hang on. You hear chains move and the door opens up only a little bit, and you see a woman's face on the other side. She's of Hispanic heritage, and she's got her hair pulled back, but you can see that she has hair that is almost as curly as yours.
Good folk. Hi, I'm so sorry to disturb you. I've gotten a bit turned around. Could you possibly direct me to the lobby?
Holy shit, you're real.
I'm sorry?
Are you real?
As far as I know.
What's your name?
Reagan? What's your name?
Olga.
Oh my god. Are you okay?
Maybe. Do you know me?
Can I come in?
No, I don't know.
Are you alone?
Yes.
Are you being observed?
No, not in here.
Okay, it's fine. Do you know where the others are?
No, but I saw Royal not too long ago. I think it was not too long ago. Might have been. I don't know, but someone keeps putting room service here. I got a letter from the director, not from Johan, but from the director that says I'm to show up and that they will not deal with divas. I don't want to leave. There's something wrong here.
You're very correct about that.
Are we still in the chambers?
I'll be honest with you. I'm not entirely sure where we are.
Tell me something that's not some random bullshit that some theater person would throw at me.
I mean, luckily, I'm not that good at that kind of crap. But I did accidentally... Yeah. Reagan kind of quickly shuffles into the room.
She gives you a hug.
Oh, okay. Hi. Sorry. Wow.
She pushes back. I'm sorry. And she closes the door and she latches the door. You see that there are a couple carts in here with room service and food and a clothing rack with a bunch of different costumes and a king-size bed and a chair. You are a sight for damn, that suit's awesome.
Thanks. It's been commented on a lot. The stage crew seems to be very concerned about it. Sorry, let me back up a little bit. I'm actually part of a team that was sent in to find you and your other cast members. That being said,
The police are here. Oh, I can't get my phone to work.
Reagan quickly looks at her phone. Does she have service?
You do not have service.
Of course. All right. Well, technically better than the police, because the police probably wouldn't survive this very well. But we've been trying to find you all, and slowly we've been finding people who aren't in the best state. Can you tell me what's been going on since... since the production seems to have gone awry?
The production's gone fucked sideways. This is horrible. Hell, I would even say that this is even worse than any Macbeth bullshit that you can even think of.
Brave and bold, considering the circumstances, to invoke the name. But that's all right. You're probably dealing with the worst as it is. What was the last thing? What was the last... normal thing.
Last normal thing. I was making sure that Roya was getting enough food because Roya was stressed. And then we had an issue. We got called down into the theater, and she looks around. The king showed up, and everyone had masks on, and then they took off the masks, but they didn't take off their masks. They took off their faces.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And then the stagehands all took us away. Some of them were really nice and understanding, but I don't get it. The one ushered me up here and told me to wait for my cue, and when my cue came, I didn't answer it, because, yeah, fuck that.
Oh.
And now they're saying all I'm right. A diva, and divas are handled in a certain way. Do you know how to get out of here?
Unfortunately, I'm working on it.
Okay, how did you get in here?
Well, I was in a rehearsal in the theater, and the stagehand that helped me get there disappeared on me, and then one of the ushers kind of threw me in here.
Of course they fucking do.
Like it sounds happened to you.
Jesus. Okay. Can we retrace our steps? You're not going to stab me in the back, are you?
No, I don't.
If you are going to just stab me in the front for the common courtesy, put me out of my fucking misery. But if you're not, good.
It is certainly not my intention that anyone come to harm. I want to get out of here as much as you do, believe me. I tasted the sweet San Francisco air for about 10 seconds and then chose to come back in. All right.
I'm not going to say it, but are you stupid? Okay, I said it anyway.
No, I get it. I completely get it. I was out, but my team, unfortunately, is still in, and I would like to get them out as well. So perhaps we can work together. If you're ignoring your cue anyway, then I think we might have some time to figure this out. Have you been out in the hall?
I have, and I kind of scurried back in. There's an exit door across the way that should lead into the mezzanine area of the theater. That was locked last time I went through, but if you came through, we might be able to get through. Then there's also the stairs, but that's locked as well.
Great. So we can try back to the mezzanine. Just to confirm, the other door that Reagan tried then was locked, I assume, was the stairs. It was not...
Yeah, that should be the stairs that go up and down.
You know, sometimes stairs are monodirectional. Do you have any bobby pins or anything, just in case we can lockpick our way out of here if we have to?
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Let's go grab a bunch of those and see if we can't... Credit cards, looking around the room for all kinds of little handy dandy gadgets that might be able to pry a locked door open.
You find that there are bobby pins, there are straight pins, there are all kinds of implements of improv larceny and criminality here, mostly because Olga is a Swiss Army knife of the theater.
Good. She doesn't happen to have, like, a hammer, right?
She pulls out a small ball-peen hammer. It's not that big, but, I mean, it works. I also have a small, like, a small wood saw. It's only about 6 inches long. I got one over here. Here we go. And she pulls it out of her bag.
Yeah. Bring all that. Bring every gadget you've got. We can go to town on doors with all this equipment.
When was last time you had any water?
I have literally no idea.
Okay,
why.
Then you need to get a drink of water. Hydrate. We're not going to be good if you're not drinking enough water.
Reagan squints.
Don't look at me in that tone of voice. If we're going to get out of here, we're going to do it, and we're going to do it well.
Oh, okay. Because Olga seems to be vaguely in a normal state of mind, Reagan will accept water.
Do you want Dasani or do you want Evian?
Oh, Evian.
Here you
go. Dasani, you kidding.
It looks like I'm down to two more left in this case.
She takes a... This bottle is crack fresh. It is.
Yeah.
It is great. Okay. She will have a sip of water.
It tastes wonderful. You realize that you haven't had anything to drink in a few hours. You've been hiking up and down hallways. And yeah, Olga looks at you, smiles. What are we waiting for?
Absolutely nothing. Let's get to it.
She opens the door and heads to the exit that you entered in through. Do you know how to pick this lock?
Now, Reagan has a pretty high... What else? She's got a pretty high search. She's got a pretty high criminology.
It would be a criminology roll.
Excellent. Yeah, great. Then she's going to be like, I've done it a couple times.
She looks at the door, looks at you, looks at your hands, looks at the door.
Reagan grabs some bobby pins and starts bobby pin straight pins and trying to pick this lock, which I assume is a new normal lock.
Go ahead, give me a criminology roll.
Cool. Oh, it's a 59 on a 50.
You're working on it, and it's giving you hell. Then you hear it open from the other side. And the usher's there standing, looking at you, eyes wide. Hey, there you are. You're being called. Uwat the Elder. It's time for you to go. And Olga's looking at you and looking at him.
Reagan slams the door in his face and drags her to the other end of the hall.
Okay. You drag her to the other side. She's like, oh, all right. How are we going to get out now?
The stairs. The other door.
The exit door opens up after you hear some keys jingle. And he's coming out, coming down the hallway, and he's walking very menacingly. You feel Olga put the hammer in your hand from behind. And you see, because she's standing behind you, you look down and her left hand is a Swiss Army knife with the blade drawn.
We are at the other door.
Yes.
Reagan is going to beat the dickens out of the doorknob.
Give me a strength roll.
She is not going to do well. Strength. That's an 89 on a 45.
You're banging away on the door and he's coming closer. You don't have to struggle. Uwat, you don't have to struggle. Just come with me and we can make this all good. The director needs you. Uwat lunges with the knife at the usher. They get into a tussle. What would you like to do, Reagan?
She is going to help. She's going to help her.
Okay, how is she going to help?
She hasn't broken the hammer. The hammer's okay.
Hammer's quiet. Hammer's okay. The doorknob, right, on the other hand, is beaten to hell and probably won't work.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured. Yeah, so she is going to try and get in the brawl and try and clock this guy and knock him out.
Give me a melee weapons roll.
I'm really starting to feel like I'm playing D&D. Okay. I've got a 30 on a 30.
Excellent. That's a critical success.
Amazing. Yeah, so Reagan is going to go after this guy with a ball peen hammer in hand, go aiming right for that temple.
Go ahead and roll 1d6 for me.
That's a 5.
And double it.
That's a 10.
You crack him in the temple, and he drops with a sick thud. His eyes are closed because his left eye has swollen shut from where you struck him in the temple. You broke some bones. And you hear the sound, it's a little bit squishy, as Olga stabs him with the pocket knife. She looks down with her hands bloody, looks at you. Oh, shit. What do we do?
She indicates the mezzanine door. I don't know if we're gonna get back to this stairwell. I pretty well busted the handle, but I think we have to try the mezz again. So we are going to loot that body and get them keys.
Okay, you find his keychain. It's actually on a pool, like one of those wire pool things.
Got something snippy in that gadget bag?
What was that?
Do you have some, she indicates like cutting the
Oh, no, just take it off his hip. She reaches down and pulls it off of his hip.
Oh, sorry, I'm really thinking in complex terms right now.
It's okay. We need to breathe because... or we need to not think about what we just did. And she looks down at the unmoving body. I think he's dead. I've wanted to kill somebody before. I've never killed anybody before.
It's certainly not something that I think we need to weigh ourselves down with at the moment, but this whole place is kind of a battleground. And this might be an unfortunate consequence of saving some people from this place.
My therapist is going to have a goddamn field day with this.
They do have to report certain things if you tell them. So bear that in mind. Let's go.
You head to the exit door, and the door itself is locked. You find the key easily, and it opens up, and you're back in the mez. And you got a text message as soon as you walk through.
Brilliant.
It's from your Uncle Cyrus.
What does Uncle Cyrus have to say?
He's picking up ingredients for a potato salad and needs to know what goes into the potato salad that makes it so goddamn good.
She chuckles and texts back, "It's cayenne."
You have service.
With that little bit of hope on the horizon, she's going to immediately call Rowan back.
Rowan, you and the rest of the crew were walking back out of the necropolis. Back into the main area of the town, if you will. There's still some people walking about. What are you guys doing?
Do I think... is there more than one theater in this place? Rowan will actually say that out loud. Where we were down at the theater with the ladies in red. Is there another theater that we might find Reagan at?
We didn't go in the theater.
That's good.
But
point.
There also could be multiple theaters because they put on the show at multiple places.
And there's so many different... I mean, realistically, this whole place feels like a theater, like a set.
I mean, it seems like there's multiple shows going on, too.
Before we go any further, can we talk about what we're trying to accomplish here?
We're trying to save Reagan.
Well, yes, but what else are we trying to accomplish? Because... these people we've been looking for, from everything we've seen, they're either dead or they're part of this whole play.
We have three objectives that we were given at the very beginning of all of this. Figure out if this is an unnatural threat. It is. Find the people that we can find and return them to the real world if possible. And if it does turn out to be an unnatural threat, deal with it. Those are our objectives, and we have only found one person of the missing people that we were sent here to find. We've only found one of them.
Okay, but if we find them and they're you know, totally in character, then the only way we can let them know we're here to help is to break our character, and I think that counts as taking our masks off.
That seems possible. I'm not going to make a definitive statement one way or another about whether or not it seems to me, but I can't. It seems to me that if they are too far gone in their characters, that counts as them being gone. However, I don't want to make that a blanket directive because this is very much on a case-by-case basis.
Right. So yeah, we still have to find them and find
exactly.
out
save
who this is. We save who we can save and we make sure no one gets into this place after we leave.
And is this a threat?
Yes.
It's a threat to actors? I mean...
actors are still people, River.
I know, but it's also...
Some of us do it by choice.
It's a threat that's existed for a very long time, and I don't see any sign it's getting worse.
What do you mean it's getting... people got sucked in here and they're getting hurt. Didn't you see the director?
I think people have always been getting sucked in here.
That doesn't mean you can't just deal with it. You have to help people.
The way it seems to have been being dealt with for the hundreds of years that this has been a problem is close off the entranceways and destroy as many of the manuscripts as you can get your hands on. because the manuscript seemed to be part of the key to leading into it.
Yeah. Well, okay. So that's...
Well, that's something maybe I can help with when I go back to school, but right now we have people who are dying. We have to do something about this. We can't just leave.
We're going to save as many people as we can, Ari.
I know we have to save as many people as we can. I'm not sure if we can save everybody.
Right.
Honestly, part of me wishes we had Bullet Bill's cousin with us.
I'm very afraid that would leak over into San Francisco because there are too many cracks and entrances through. Reagan wandered through one and was back in San Francisco. There was not a whole lot that was between the mausoleum trapdoor and here. So...
And I also hate that I'm the kind of person that thinks of that as a solution.
Do I want to know what Bullet Bill is?
No. Nope.
Okay.
So, right now, I think our directive is find as many of the actors who have gone missing as we can and get as many of them out as we can. And then once we're out, I start making phone calls to the upper alphabet and have conversations about things like concrete trucks.
And we have to get Reagan.
Reagan's smart. We'll find her. She'll find us. I'm not worried about her.
Okay, so we need to get backstage. If we could find a stagehand. But stagehands are supposed to be invisible to actors, right?
Well, something tells me if we're getting somewhere where one of us needs to be somewhere, they'll come find us.
Oh, that's a good point.
You're right, because stagehands can break the rules because they're supposed to be invisible to the audience. Like during a scene change, you just sort of ignore the fact that they're there. That's actually where the idea of ninjas came from, because they were just the people on stage helping with the effects, and then there was one play where all of a sudden they jumped in and stabbed a character to death, and people were like, what? They're part of the play? And that's where the whole idea of ninjas came from. Because if you're just walking around wearing all black, you'd be sticking out. You wouldn't actually be hidden very well. I'm getting off topic.
That is a very interesting tangent, and I am glad to have learned something new today. However, let's refocus.
Oh, it's too bad one of us isn't a stagehand.
I wonder.
What if we found a black costume and just changed costume?
I mean, stagehands are generally in, like, black long sleeve shirts, black pants, right? Cover as much of the flesh as possible.
Was the other stagehand we just saw wearing a mask?
None of the ones that are associated with costuming or stage is wearing a mask.
Sure, they're not in front of people. It makes perfect sense. So then,
I mean, in a way, their black all black outfit is a mask.
Exactly, but it's the mask that allows you to break the rules.
I mean, if those are the rules that this world is built on,
it's theater.
I don't know a lot about theater. Sorry.
Well, I do, so...
Oh, good.
I mean, I know more than just the stuff from the book. I mean, I also was in the local production of Sweeney Todd last year and a few others.
All right, let's wrap that and refocus. So my big question is, do we think there's more than one theater? Or is Reagan backstage of the theater that we were at? And if there's another theater, where do we find it?
There has to be more than one.
I think she is at the theater we were at. That's what she said.
The one with the red ladies?
No, she said she said San Francisco.
Yeah.
The rest of us were there in San Francisco the other day. I think there probably are other theaters. We shouldn't rule out that possibility. There could be an infinite number of theaters.
Well, I guess I just don't know if the one that we saw the Red Ladies at is the same theater as the one that goes out to San Francisco. That might go out to France, for all we know.
Right. If that's the only one we know about, we should start there.
She just said she needed to see the stage manager. She didn't identify which one.
I don't know. I think there's more than one stage. It doesn't seem... I don't know why, but it feels like... There have to be more places. We didn't just stumble in on the one with the red ladies. That didn't seem like central big enough for the mask where that everything's about.
I don't know. The Queen's ladies, or at least some of them, were there, so... But that is the only theater that we know about, and at the very least, they might know where the other theaters are. It's the one direction that we've got short of wandering around.
That script is supposed to have our lines. Can I take a look at those?
Yeah. I'll get it out of my pocket and hand it to River, the one page that had our lines on it.
You see that there are two lines for each of you. Thale says, "Cursed wretch, then it is true, you and your shameful secrets." Vales, "I know it now. My trouble is seeing you, but elsewhere. We now have the knowledge."
Can I read back a little and see what the context is?
The line before it is from Princess Camille. It says, "In this sacred temple, by this God who keeps me, in this humble retreat, grace, mercy, leave me be."
Well, not sure that sounds like a masquerade to me. But the people have been saying that's where we're expected, right?
Well, it's not necessarily a masquerade. It's more like a mask. I can't remember the difference exactly, but there is a difference. It's out of my...
Someone walks by. "No, it's a masquerade party. We're all going to be wearing masks and enjoying a time. It's almost as though that we are in Venezia. Everyone has a part and a part to play, and no small parts, only small actors." Ha ha!
Is that person wearing a mask?
Yes. They're wearing a Harlequin mask.
But we're already wearing masks.
Yes, but we will have a party later. Later in the evening. We're all to be going.
In the theater?
No! In the ballroom!
Where's the ballroom?
Ballroom is over that way. It is in the mansion. Are you new here?
Yes, we are quite new and still figuring out the ways of things. Thank you.
Welcome to Alar. Mind, I want to tell you, the baby cow does not taste as good as the fish, so please have the fish.
Duly noted. Thank you.
It's caught daily from Lake Holly. Mind you, it may have four eyes, but that's better for tasting you.
Oh, the better to see you with, my dear.
Oh, did I flub the line, damn...
Oh, don't ask me. I don't have a script. I'm just here to look pretty in the background.
Okay. Me too.
But you've clearly been here much longer than we have. We were trying to figure out where the different theaters were. Is there more than one?
No, there are many theaters. There are multiple theaters in this city. Last count, I think there were 144. Bit gross, isn't it?
Quite gross. Is there a particular kind of play that is put on in the different ones? Is there one that specializes in the works of Shakespeare, perhaps?
Yes, there is the Round Theater. That is down there. Right now, the ladies in red are there. They're practicing because they are going to be doing a dance routine, from what I understand. I tried to apply, but apparently I am not a good dancer.
Oh, well, we all have our strengths. Do you know which dance scene from which play?
Oh, Prince Thale! I'm sorry, Prince Thale. And he bows. Prince Vale, you are there too. I did not recognize you. Please, I'm sorry that I messed the line. Please grant me grace.
Oh, you're forgiven.
You'll be fine. You did it with confidence.
Okay.
But we did... Do you happen to know where the stage manager is?
Yes. They're quite busy.
I don't mind waiting if you could just take us to where they are.
All right. He looks down and taps his Apple Watch. I think we have time. And he begins to skip away. And he's humming a very familiar song about a road paved in a precious metal and off to seeing a sorcerer. But due to copyright laws, we will not talk or sing those songs.
No, indeed.
And besides, this is not a musical episode.
No, that was an earlier one. Well, I will not be skipping or humming, but I will follow him at speed.
He's moving pretty quickly, and he glances back and kind of waves along in his dancing-like step. And when he looks back, you see he kind of looks a little resigned and kind of huffs a little bit when you're not skipping along with him.
Was the wizard a stage manager?
Well, he was an actor, or charlatan.
And the man behind the curtain.
Aren't they all?
I'm sorry, if you want us to skip and hum, we're going to have to link arms and do it properly. Otherwise, I refuse.
He smiles and puts his arm out.
Rowan stepped right into that one. Cool. She got a sigh resignedly, come up and hook her arm with his.
All right, fine.
Ari shrugs, hooks in, puts his arm out for River.
River, Ari extends his arm.
Ross will also join.
And Ross joins.
Oh, fine.
The gaiety and levity is infectious, and you find yourself smiling, almost as though that it's a compulsion to smile. You find yourself skipping up large white marble stairs to a door. He stops. Are you ready?
Always.
He knocks on the door. Someone here to see the stage manager? The large door opens with a very loud and long creak. You enter in and it is a grand entranceway, and you see that there are desks set up here. A lot of them are filled with paper. You see a few iPads, and there are a few people milling about. With a headset on, you see a woman that stands about 6'6" with some of the darkest skin you've ever seen and piercing eyes. Her head is shaved bald, and she is also wearing all black, but around the turtleneck, she also has a very fancy long draping necklace. She turns and looks at you. What is wanted? Your cell phone goes off and it says Reagan.
Oh, goody. I'm going to take a long step back and look at River and Ross and be like, ask questions. I've got this.
We just went to see the director and he's feeling a bit indisposed.
What did that ass have to say now?
Something about masks and Captain Jack. It was confusing.
I did not allow that cat to be in this play for a reason.
We'll never work with children or animals, right?
That's right. Yes, you are smart, but why are you still talking? That's proving that you're not that smart. What else did he say?
Not a lot.
Okay. Is he going to be available for the run before tonight?
I don't think so, but yet there was an assistant with him that might...
I'm sorry. No. And she bows very low. Her eyes drop to the ground, and she does not make eye contact with either of you. My princes, I am sorry.
Yes, there was a stagehand with him. We were trying to locate him.
A stage kitten, I think, is what they said.
Oh, yes, okay. Yes. She never lifts her eyes up, but she reaches to the headset, and it sounds like she might be breathing into the headset. They will be here momentarily.
All right, sorry to have taken your valuable time. We'll be on with our business.
No, that is quite all right. Is there anything else that you need?
Not at the moment.
She goes about to pointing and giving out silent commands, and you notice that the hub here, almost like a beehive, begins to bustle again with all of the people. When she bowed, it all stopped.
I lean over and whisper to Ari, are all stage managers that scary?
Just the good ones. Thank you for talking, because all I had is when they asked what we want, I was going to say courage.
Well, make up your mind. Are you the one without a brain or the one without courage?
I never said I was without a brain.
Well, she did.
Reagan is on the phone for you, Rowan.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm going to put it to my ear and, turn away. Hi, what's up?
I found one of our friends.
Oh, thank God. Which one?
I don't feel great about saying that on this line.
Yep, party line. Smart, sorry.
Nope, you're fine. They seem to be okay. They don't have a whole lot of information about their friends, though they did see another one at some point. Who knows when temporally. I'm still in the same place, and I have the ability to let them go. Should I?
If you can get them elsewhere, tell them somewhere safe to...
My thought was to have them go back to the apartment with the captain.
Absolutely. I think that is the best option, and tell them that we sent them. Have them say to the people who are there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. We are trying to get people out of here, and that is... I'm glad that you can get one of them directly out.
Okay. Where are you guys at?
We're still looking for the theater that you're in. The boys are currently talking to a terrifying stage manager.
Good for them. Okay. I will touch base after I've completed the next target.
Excellent. Thank you. All right, we're going to keep looking to figure out which theater you are in. There's apparently 144.
Good God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm trying to narrow down if there are ones that do Shakespeare plays, because you mentioned the bear.
Where's that up? Okay. I will look around for some signage and get back to you if I see anything that says where I am.
Excellent.
Oh, also I have some ability to, remember the things that we got off of the groundskeeper? She jangles the keys into the phone.
Yep.
I might have lifted something off of an usher.
Brilliant.
Cool. I'm going to see if I can, how far this can get me.
Hopefully back to rejoining us.
Gotta find a door first.
Good luck.
All right. I'll hit you back if I make any progress.
All right.
Olga looks at you, Regan. Another part of your team?
Yeah.
You sure you can get me out?
Oh, I can get you out right now. We're standing up in the mez, right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Yeah, no. Well, I mean, unless something wiggity-whack has happened in the last few minutes, I should be able to get you downtown.
I think that's a good technical term.
Yeah. Can, no promises according to Wiggity Whackness, but I was able to get out a few minutes ago. Hopefully nothing has changed.
She steals herself. Okay.
Do you know... I know of a safe location that you can go to.
Okay.
Damn
it, I left my phone in the hotel room.
Okay.
Oh, shit. She's looking back at the door. And then looking forward down the hallway of the mezzanine.
Do you really need it?
No, I don't think so. Maybe I don't.
Look, I can call you a car, and we can put you in a car and get you to that safe location.
Okay, you're not coming back? You're not coming with me?
I need to go back for the rest of my team.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let's do that. I do like one rideshare group over the other, just because their politics aren't as shitty as the other ones. But at this moment in time, I don't really care. So, enough fiddle fucking around. Let's go.
Great. Reagan quickly taps into the less offensive of the two rideshare apps and gets her a ride, peeking out the doors in the mez to make sure that the lobby is still clear.
The lobby is clear.
Great. We're going to carefully head down the stairs to the front door.
Okay, you're at the front door and it is still locked again.
Same procedure, carefully unlock, poke head out a little bit.
San Francisco lies ahead of you. Safety and freedom, away from Carcosa, away from all of this craziness, is ahead of you. But Ross is back there, as is the rest of them.
She opens the door enough and shows Olga, confirms this is San Francisco, shows her, this is your driver, this is the car you're looking for.
Okay.
This is the name it's under. Does not say it out loud.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
They're going to take you to a safe place. And when you get there, this apartment number, tell them that I sent you.
Okay. And it's going to be safe.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care of yourself.
She gives you a hug and waits a few moments while peeking out the door. She sees the blue Kia SUV that was assigned that pulls to the edge And she looks back at you, pulls you in for another hug, gives you a kiss on the cheek. I'm out. And she runs. You see her get into the car and it takes off. From behind you, you hear,
well, 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 that needs to be recast now.
I'm Tiana Hansen, and I play Rowan.
I'm Seth Jones, and I play River.
I'm Joseph Newman, and I play Ross.
I'm Christy Bauer, and I play Reagan.
I'm Ben Soslowski, and I play Ari.
I'm Dan Voskevich, the Handler. Our story is based upon the role-playing game Delta Green by Arc Dream Publishing. Delta Green is created by Dennis Detweiler, Adam Scott Glancy, and John Scott Tynes. Season 7 is an adaptation written by me, Dan Voskevich, based on the fragments of the King chapters written by John Wick, Toby Abad, Fabian Badia, Ben Warner, and Rob Justice. Our intros this season were written by Alondra Heilman and performed by Grant Corvin, with additional voices by John Wick, Fabian Badia, and Ben Warner. If you like our story, there are a few ways you can support us. First, you can check out our Patreon page, www.patreon.com/theredactedreports. Patrons of our podcast will receive early access to episode, Rowan's written reports for each story, as well as other goodies and opportunities exclusive to our patrons. We offer special thanks to our $20 and up patrons, Stephen Schwartz, Danny, Tom Padula, Kit Thompson,
Lady Bedeville,
Heather Ney, Jen Obertaz, Bomb Clancy, Naya Fenris, Shrek Manning, Red Dead Coquette, Ginger Fury, Dr. Christian Lehman, Devils, Robbie Nowell, J. Matthews 85, Flynn Gallagher, Phoenix Team Handler Dennis, Knitting Daddy Greg, Multicam Yeti, Scott Miller, Rogue, Jacqueline Parrish, and Monsieur Quack. If you can't support us directly, that's okay. Please support us by telling people about us. Leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on all the usual social media sites. Also, check out our website, www.theredactedreportspodcast.com. All of our handouts are archived there, and if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can reach out to Agent Harker through the contact form there. The Redacted Reports is edited and produced by Tiana Wren Hansen and is distributed by Quest and Chaos. If you like what you hear with us, give Quest and Chaos YouTube channel a visit. They play Dungeons & Dragons and Call of Cthulhu on a weekly basis and have a bunch of content archived on their YouTube channel. Additional undercurrent music, Rowan Rising, was composed and orchestrated by Alan Strickland, A-L-L-E-N. You can find him at alanstrickland.net for his classical compositions. Join us next week. In the sins of the father, retribution comes due. Beryl Spald dwindle to anxious supply, and we face a threat with such a human gall we cannot succumb lest it gluttonizes us from within and without.